Controversial Seven West Media Chief Executive Tim Warner has unexpectedly resigned, with Chairman Kerry Stokes declaring, "Now is the time for change." Mr. Warner, whose leadership at Seven was tainted by his affair with former Executive Assistant Amber Harrison, will be replaced by James Warburton, a one-time Seven executive who defected to become Network 10's Managing Director. The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, has been following the story and he joins me now. Peter, this came as a bolt from the blue this morning, but Tim Warner's had a rocky tenure running Seven.
Yes, and just earlier today, Rachel, Seven West Media Chairman Kerry Stokes was on our sister program AM speaking about Brendan Nelson's retirement from the Australian War Memorial. But of course, he was holding back the big story, maybe even burying the lead about Seven CEO Tim Warner. That, of course, had to be announced to the Stock Exchange first under full and continuous disclosure rules. Now, Tim Warner had been Seven CEO for 6 years. Even so, this was abrupt. But Kerry Stokes had been very loyal, backing him during the scandal that emerged about Mr. Warner's damaging affair with his former executive assistant Amber Harrison, which turned quite ugly. That case went to court over confidentiality breaches. 7-1, but given the scandal and the reputational damage, for some, Amber Harrison emerged the moral victor. Kerry Stokes, as I said, backed Tim Warner, made him forfeit his $450,000 bonus when Seven West posted a $744 million loss in 2017. Tim Warner apologised for his poor judgment in having the affair, but when I spoke to him on the results call about 2 years ago, Mr. Warner was adamant that the affair didn't hurt Seven's financial position.
I just feel so it hasn't been a stellar year for the company, and as such, I didn't ask to be considered for a bonus.
And also, when you mentioned it hadn't been a stellar year, do you include fallout from the Amber Harrison case in relation to that?
Look, I think that's a reasonable enough question, Peter. I guess if we're talking about financial performance, you know, I don't think so. If we're talking about brand health, I guess there are various ways that we would measure the health of our brand.
And what about the Amber Harrison factor there? Do you concede that was a factor when considering your performance?
Sorry, do you mean my personal performance? Or?
No, I mean your overall performance and how perhaps your personal performance might have had an impact on the company's performance.
I don't think so.
That's former Seven West Media Chief Executive Tim Warner speaking to Peter Ryan in 2017. And Peter, for James Warburton, who replaces Tim Warner, it's a pretty remarkable return to Seven.
Yes, and James Warburton pretty much returns as the prodigal son. He had left Seven in controversial circumstances in 2011 to go to the rival 10 network as CEO. But like Tim Warner, Mr. Warburton is a favourite son of Kerry Stokes. But that was yet another acrimonious court dispute involving Seven. But James Warburton might have his work cut out at Seven, which is set to release its annual results next week. Seven cut back its financial guidance in May on softening conditions, especially in advertising, the bread and butter of the TV business, though this morning's statement reaffirms that guidance. But Seven's margins have been under a lot of pressure, especially from streaming services like Netflix, Stan and Amazon Prime in recent years.
And Peter, how have investors reacted to the news of Tim Warner's departure?
Well, not exactly an endorsement of Tim Warner, perhaps some praise for James Warburton's appointment. Seven West Media shares surged 11.3% on the news. So I suppose some long-awaited certainty for Seven investors and bets rising that the new CEO, James Warburton, has a strategy to steer Seven through a disrupted and increasingly difficult media environment.
Our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, thank you.